Welcome, everybody, to episode 13 of It's No Secret Live Podcast. We are your host, Shari, Bianca Rose, and Teresa. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome back, everybody. We've got some people already watching us live, so thank you guys for joining on either Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. But as you guys know from every single episode, we start with our highs and lows. Of course, let's start with our low first. So, Shari, you're going first. What was your low for the week?
That I lost an hour of sleep.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Ooh. Yeah, that happened. I just thought about it. So, yeah, that's it for sure.
That's understandable.
I completely forgot that happened.
Yeah, that's how
it happened.
No wonder. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
Makes sense now. What about you, B? What was your low of the week?
My low is that I had like a bill that was unexpectedly paid. So you know how when you account for it, it's like, oh, it's due this day, and then there's that surprise bill that's like, hey, did you forget about me?
You did forget about me.
I did.
Oh, that sucks. That does suck. That happens to me. Honestly, more often than I'd like to admit.
It's the auto payments when you try to be like responsible, but then it like screws you over. It's like
I have everything on auto pay too. So yes, I know. Because you just forget sometimes, you know, you're not really thinking about it.
Yeah. What about you?
So for me, my low was, so I think I mentioned in a previous episode that I have a crooked spine, but this week I got a pinched nerve and it had been bothering me pretty much all week. And yesterday, I almost went to the ER because I couldn't walk. So luckily I have a husband that is super helpful and basically assisted me the entire night and stretched and pulled and did whatever he could to make me feel better and allow me to get some rest. And I did. And so my body is feeling a lot better. But yes, that was a low, low. I mean, I have given birth 3 times. Okay. 3 times with no drugs. And this shit last night almost made me pass out.
You've given birth without the epidural?
With nothing.
Because she goes in labor like it's fucking.
No, up. On purpose. Yes. On purpose. Because I'm
just go in like, oh, I'm having a cramp. And you're like, no, you're 7 centimeters dilated.
Almost. Yeah.
She's about to give birth. It's
usually like 5. It's usually around 5, not 7. But yeah.
Oh, lucky guess.
Yeah.
She's normally about to give birth in cars and shit. So
that was only the second one. She was almost born in the car.
Too damn quick.
Yeah. Yes. But that shit last night, man. It was comparable. It wasn't the same. Let me make this clear. Okay. It was not the same, but it was up there. Yeah. So that was my low. Thanks. Let's switch it up. Let's go to the highs now. Sharis, what was your high?
My high for this week was, full mom mode. My son had his first game of the season. Games of the season this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And he actually got to play catcher for the first time in a very long time. He was the starting pitcher. He made a double and so the other team was in a pickle. I don't know if you guys know what that is in baseball. Mm-hmm. So they were in a pickle and he was playing third base and he literally came all the way from third base to the pickle between first and second and got the kid out. So he had an amazing week in baseball. So it was just really good to see him back at what he does.
Good job, Katie. Good job.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I almost didn't know what a pickle was, but I got it from the context.
Yeah.
She's all talking about. I see your face. About. I was like,
it's registering. I'm
She's
like,
all, was it a dill pickle?
Dill. Dill with it.
Spicy.
What was your high, B?
My high is that I've actually been in search for a new place to stay. So for those who don't know, I currently live with 2 roommates, 2 of my close friends, and it's about that time that our lease is going to be up. So it was a tough decision, but I feel like it's a big girl move. So now I've been in search for a place. I can't decide if it's an apartment or a house or whatever, but I did enjoy looking at other people's houses because I'm very nosy. So open houses, I was going through all the closets, all the medicine cabinets. I enjoyed it very much.
She's like, if you see me in your home camera system, yes, that was
me. Looking for the storage space. I want to see how it is.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're not. I think it's fun to see how people live. I'm just nosy like that. But it helps me visualize the life I want to live. Hmm. So I'm like, this house is already decorated. I can visualize it better.
I get that. It's harder to have those visions when it's an empty space. At least for me. There's people out there that can just do it. As I'm not one of them. I'm not one of them.
Aww. What about you, T?
Ty J just said, I'm sorry, MT. It's all good, Ty. My high. Okay. So believe it or not, my high this week was inspired by the It's No Secret podcast. So a couple episodes ago, we were talking about like body image and all this stuff. And I said something in that episode that triggered something in my brain. And then in last week's episode, we were talking about female empowerment. And we were talking about all these amazing things that we as women deal with and go through and trying to motivate each other. And the line that I said in the other episode that triggered all of this was, I have worked all of my life to accept myself in my natural state, is what I said. And so I have decided by inspiration from our podcast that I am letting my gray hair grow out and I'm going to go on this little gray hair journey and see how it goes and pray, because last time I tried this, I failed miserably. So any encouraging words would be great.
It's going to look amazing. I got this.
Oh, man. I'm like, it's going to be great.
The women who embrace the gray hair, it's just like, It's kind of sexy, honestly. It's a big deal, but I feel like I like it.
Thanks. I feel like it's going to give me a boost of confidence that I need right now to be able to like just say, you know what? Fuck it. This is what I look like. Take me or leave me. I feel like it's going to be very empowering for me. So that's why I want to do it.
You got this.
Yeah. So thank you, ladies. Yes.
Highlight Jada Countess's comment. She said, that's a gray goddess, yes. Right there.
I said, woo, a gray goddess. Yes, thank you. I'm going to try to be able to
see. You're going to look great. See, you got the support of It's No Secret, girls.
Yes, yes. I'm telling you, you guys motivated me. You guys made me say shit. And I told you guys, I'm really bad at taking my own advice. You guys made me say shit. And when I heard it back, I was like, come on, Teresa, you said natural state. So let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
I don't know if you can see my dogs in the back. She's like peeking through. She's been having an attitude lately. Like she's been like huffing and puffing at me, like talking. So I'm like, girl, don't do this during the podcast right now. Don't embarrass me in front of my friends.
She's mad at you. She's like, mom, this was our time.
I have literally like a handful of treats in my hand. Oh, she got one. To like kind of keep her hushed down. Like, I'm like, I can't lock my kid out of the office. But she's right here. But she's like,
why not?
No. Attention to me.
She's like, I lock my kids out the bedroom.
She doesn't know to not knock and scratch the door. She knows how to knock, which is very impressive, but also very annoying.
I can imagine it being a little annoying. Yeah.
I don't know where she gets this attitude from.
She get it from a mom. No, I'm just kidding.
She scratched at the desk for more treats.
She just wants attention.
She does.
That's all.
So do I. That's why I'm on here.
Oh, man. But everybody had a good week, though, right? Aside from me, apparently.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Okay, good. Good. All right, so today we don't necessarily have a topic. I guess we could say it's getting to know you in a sense. But last week, if you guys watched last week's episode, shameless plug, I had to do the podcast from Michelle's house because my internet was down. And so while I was there, I was like, man, Michelle, is there any like games or something that you think we could do on the podcast? Like, just give me some ideas. And after we had a few conversations, she was like, actually, there's this game I have that I think would be really cool for you guys to play. And at first she said card game. And I was like, I don't know how that's going to work. You know, Shari's in California. But she was talking about like a getting to know you game. It's called We're Not Really Strangers. And you can play it with strangers or with people that you've known like forever. And so it allows you to have deeper, meaningful conversations to really get to know one another. So we are going to pick some cards at random and play our way. But before we do that, I did want to talk about kind of the way the game stands. So as you guys can see, there's three sections. Number two is missing because that's the one we're about to use right now. But you play in three levels. So level one is perception, where you talk about first impressions, what you think about somebody versus what's really going on. And then level two is connection. And that's where you start to go deeper. Who are you really as a person? It starts to ask questions to connect the friendship on a deeper level. So I was like, oh, let's do that for each other. And then level three is reflection, where you actually get to reflect on the game itself and share that with whoever you're playing with. But we're going to do level two, which is connection. So we're going to pick cards at random and we're going to talk about it. Now, one of the great things that I liked about this was there was a note from the creator that's handwritten in the box. And it says, I have found there are two ways to play this game. One, play safe, or two, play to grow. The second one is how you win. So I loved that and I was super intrigued. And there's also a card that we're going to be able to call out and use, and our watchers, listeners are going to be able to call out and use on us as well. It is a dig deeper card. So if they feel like our answer at the time is being surface level, or if you guys feel like we are being surface level, we can say, I'm going to play the dig deeper card.
How many cards do we get?
Oh, so it's like a game of bullshit, but therapy?
Yes. Yes, but therapeutic. All right. So I have the pile of cards here. I have shuffled them and I will ask each of you to either pick from the top or the bottom.
Oh, I feel like, hold on. Can you do like an ASMR thing of like shuffling? I feel like that would just make my ears orgasm a little.
I don't know if Michelle's used these. Oh my God. I don't know if she's used these. God damn. Anyway, so. Shari, we'll start with you. You want the top or the bottom?
The bottom.
The bottom. I feel like that was a sexual question. Oh, that was a wild card. No, we can't use that.
Oh, see, skip next.
Nope, bottom again. Bottom again. All right. Oh, okay. What's your mother's name and the most beautiful thing about her?
Aw.
My mother's name is Cabrina.
Mm-hmm.
And the most beautiful thing about her is, that's hard.
And we're all going to answer these questions. Just
we all get the same questions?
Yes, we're all going to go through every question.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good to know.
I would say her unconditional love for her children.
Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. B? What's your mother's name and the most beautiful thing about her?
Mom, if you're listening, hi. my mom's name is Becky. And the most beautiful thing about her is her transparency of growth in life with us. We can ask her questions and she, without shame, will always answer and tell us like, hey, we're all learning, we're living for the first time. This is what I did, and here's my advice on that. But she never strays away from even the stupidest questions, the most personal questions. We've asked deep questions, and she does not try to, you know, give a different answer other than the straight answer to it. So I appreciate the beautifulness of the transparency.
Oh, that is a beautiful thing. That's hard to come by. You're very fortunate to have that. Kudos to mom.
Very.
My mother's name is Yolanda. Yes, she is Mexican. And the most beautiful thing that I would say about my mom, or that is beautiful about her, is her ability to always be kind. Like, she is one of the kindest souls I have ever met and have ever had the privilege of coming across. And she, like, even though she has been through some shit, with people around her and even her family, she forgives and she is kind to everybody, no matter what. And I couldn't do it.
You didn't get that trait.
I did not get that trait.
That was a recessive gene.
That was. You know, none of her children got that trait.
None.
My dad's genes definitely overpowered. but yeah, like, whew, man. Oh, real quick, can I call out Michelle's comment? We are not really strangers. Please feel free to reach out and sponsor the podcast. No, we are not sponsored by them, but we would be more than happy to be.
You know, before we move on, can I call out to our listeners? Share y'all's answers too.
Yes, please. This will make it so much more fun. All right, Bianca, top or bottom?
I'm a power bottom. Give it to me.
Okay. Bottom it is. All right. What part of your life works? What part of your life hurts? Bianca, we're going to start with you since you pulled this one. So what part of your life works and what part of your life hurts? And remember, again, if you're watching, share yours too.
The part of my life that works is my friendships.
Nice.
Very strong and very close-knit to those who I trust. So it makes life fun and a growing experience in a lot more ways than one. What hurts is, so what gets me all the time, is the lack of intimate relationship of like romance, basically. So that never experienced being in a relationship. So I have that FOMO and that always seems to get me at my vulnerable times.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Okay, somebody go next.
Okay. So what part of my life works? I would say that the family I have created, so like my husband and my children, it works. We are in our little peaceful bubble. Like, we keep it to us and just us. And honestly, it's been the best decision I think I've ever made, was creating more boundaries in my life to protect the family I have created. And so it's been amazing. It's been amazing. Now, what part of my life hurts? I'd say my pocket. You know, when you got a lot of kids, when you got a family to be grateful for, they come, you know, at a price.
Literally.
A monetary price. babies are expensive, but, you know, again,
so I hear.
Wouldn't trade them for the world. What about you, Shars? What part of your life works? What part of your life hurts?
I would say the part of my life that works is me and my babies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a peaceful chaos, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
But yeah, like, my relationship with my children is, I couldn't ask for more. Like, I just really couldn't. So that's what works. What hurts for me, I would say, is my lack of bonds with my family.
Mm.
Or at least the bonds that I wish there were. I am the oldest of 10 siblings. I come from a really large blended family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of us, a lot of personalities, attitudes, and all that good shit. But I think that somewhere there's a huge disconnect between me and all of my siblings. Wish things were better and different, but, you know, roll with the punches.
It's all you can do. Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried to mend those connections?
I've tried, and like they'll be okay for a moment, and then someone feels some type of way. The thing with me and my siblings is because I am the oldest and I grew up like really being like my mom's right hand, right? So mm-hmm. I was the one always helping her and things like that. And so them growing up was more of me being a mother figure than me being a sister. So it created a rift between us. It was like, oh, well, we can't tell her things because she's like mom, or she's going to tell mom, or mm-hmm. she thinks this, or she's judging me because she's like mom. You know, it's like,
yeah,
those different things. And it's like, I've told them, like, I just want to be y'all's sister. I don't have unconditional love for her. I mean, for y'all like she do. I don't, like, y'all going to get on my nerves. And we
won't. My shit is conditional.
don't get on my motherfucking nerves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But still in their mind, like my thoughts and expectations of them weigh heavy on them, which then creates a rift. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would hope that by now we would be somewhere different, considering everyone's pretty much grown. I think the baby of the crew is 16, 17. But, you know, it's all a work in progress.
Yeah. Bianca's the
oldest. Grow up with all 10 of them like the entire time, or was that blended family like coming in like
So I mean, children were obviously born, you know, after, because I'm the oldest. So my mom has a total of 5. There is 5 of us, the youngest being 17 that my mom has. And so there's us 5, and we all have lived together and grew up together. And then I have 3 other siblings. Like I said, I come from a blended family. So, like, I have my biological father. He has another daughter. And then I have my dad who raised me since I was born, and he has 3 other children. And then my stepdad who raised me from the time I was 6 until he passed away, he has another child. So they all came at different parts of my life. Like the last 2, I was already an adult. I think I was like 21 when the last 2 were born.
Mm.
So, you know, and with them, it's a little different, but then there's still that disconnect because I'm so much older. Like,
right.
What do we have to talk about? You know?
Right.
So there's that. But for the most part, yeah. At least 6 of us grew up really close
mm-hmm.
together. Like, we lived in the same neighborhood. We all were together all the time. So, yeah. It's a lot of us.
Like, Bianca is the oldest, too.
Mm-hmm. I have a blended family. My biological dad has 1 daughter. My mom, I have, what is it? My mom and her first husband have 3 kids together. Those are the 3 siblings that I grew up with, like, my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom's second marriage recent, she, it's 2 daughters, so 2 stepsisters. So I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us all together.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm the oldest out of everyone.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I'm the baby.
What's wrong with you?
Real quick, before we grab another card, I want to share some of the comments that Michelle was sharing on Instagram, because she was actually responding to some of the things we were responding to. So her first one was for our first card. She said, "My mom is Maria, and she is the sweetest and most loving lady ever. She will literally give you the shirt off her back 2 seconds after meeting you, and I love her so much." And then blenderina.cut said, "And she's the best mommy ever." And then Michelle came and responded to our second card and said, "Her life works is that she feels like she is grateful and so blessed right now, so she can't complain. Her life hurts," she says, "I feel like the time is flying too fast, and I wish I could just freeze time and spend more time with my babies." Yes, all the moms got the feels with those.
I know.
Definitely.
Really. I love that though.
All right. You guys ready for the next card? I'm going to do the top since both of y'all did the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a good one. It says, when you're asked, how are you? How often do you answer truthfully?
Never. I'm sorry.
She didn't even hesitate. I was supposed to go first, but go ahead, girl.
I'm sorry. Does anybody ever? I'm sorry. Am I the only one?
I'm honest, maybe like 30% of the time. Because there's times where people will be like, how are you? I'm like, I'm fucked up right now. Thanks for asking. Like,
okay, I guess there is some truth to that. There are days when I do give that answer, but
it depends who asks. But most of the time, it's polite to just lie and say I'm good and keep it moving.
Yeah, they're not asking because they really want to know,
right?
It's just
it's conversation.
Conversation, yeah. It's how to start a conversation. Agreed. Yeah. So what you said, never,
nearly never. That's a perfect
nearly answer. Never. Yeah. What's your answer?
I think I tell the truth a good chunk of the time because if someone asks how I'm doing, I'm going to say, I'm okay. And it's like, it's not bad, but I'm like, meh, I'm okay.
Right. Right.
I don't think I share bad things. I'm like, fuck, man, let me tell you.
Clutch throttle.
Because those who know don't ask.
This is true. I can't say it anymore. Clutch throttle babe on our Instagram said never. She agreed with Shari. Even though Shari said nearly never. All right. Shari, top or bottom?
Top.
Okay. That's so ironic. I really did shuffle these cards, you guys. How are you really? I'm not joking. That's what it says. So now you get to go first, Shari.
No.
How are you really?
Go ahead. Answer fast.
Losing my shit? Losing my shit. That is the only way I can sum that up. Yeah.
Bianca?
Life is giving me a 1-2 combo every hour. So it's
but every hour though. Mm-hmm. Bianca, how are you really?
I'm okay.
Oh, that was awesome.
No, honestly, I think I'm without Jada Contessa's sarcasm, I think I'm fine. Like, there's not much for me to complain about because I think like I'm in that era of like, this is learning, this is good, this is hard, but it's good. And I'm trying to have that positive perspective right now. So for the moment, I'm okay.
Just come right back to it.
Right.
Oh, Michelle is challenging Shari. She said, dig deeper, Shars.
What, to losing my shit?
No, to how are you really? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. How are you really?
I said that. I said I was losing my shit, right? Yeah.
Well, that's apparently not enough. She said, dig deeper, yeah. Shars.
Tell us. Tell us why. Tell us what's going on.
Because even though, I do have 2 children, and I think what's most complicated right now is they're in 2 very different spaces in their life, which makes it really hard. Mm-hmm. And so trying to balance that act as well as, I stopped working some time back. I had a brand new baby. So it's like the rediscovering myself as just me and then like trying to financially get back on my feet and all while trying to just be okay, but be a mom. Like, it's a lot. So I'm, everywhere I turn, I'm like losing my shit. And then, you have to deal with other people because you've created life with other people and that's not always easy. So be very careful who you create children with. Mm-hmm. So that's
advice we've ever given.
That is, yeah. Be very careful who you procreate with because it can really change your entire life. Yeah. So, it's a 1-2 combo. I'm trying to tell y'all.
I knew Sharice was going to get the dig deeper card first. Excuse me.
You know, I thought everybody would just understand that.
I mean, no, because the rest of us are nosy. I want to know.
All right, my turn, I guess. Okay, how am I really? I am in a place in my life where peace is the most important thing to me, no matter what it takes. So I am very much in a place where I'm like, you know, it could be worse. It could be worse. You know, even though I deal with regular stresses, focusing on shit I can't fucking control, unfortunately. Unless I win the lotto. Yeah, that'd be nice. But like, you know, the regular life stresses, the mom stresses, you know, the wife stresses, the, you know, work stresses. I deal with all of that. But I feel like I'm in a place right now where I can really just kind of focus on it could be worse. Especially after what that shit I experienced last night, because I felt like I was going to die. I couldn't walk. It just makes you appreciate shit. So I'm in that kind of space as of today. Who knows what tomorrow will bring.
Right.
Jaded Countessa on our YouTube did answer the question as well. She said, feeling overwhelmed and disappointed with the state of the world. A fucking man.
And that's a lot of pressure on anybody. Yeah, that's a whole nother story. See, and then we throw that in there.
Yeah. That shit is stressful.
And then when you have children and you think of the state of the world, right, and where it's going, it's more stresses. It's like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Honestly, right before we got on the computer, I was scrolling on TikTok and I came across a video of a guy just singing, "We're all fucked." Basically. Like, repost. No, I'm just kidding. Right. Oh, man. Blenderina.cuts in our Instagram said, I'm a hot mess trying to keep it all together. Aren't we all, though?
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all? I feel like people that pretend like they have it all together, they're just lying.
They piss me off. I just recognize that something is shit when it is.
Even if a lot of things are going great, like, there is something that's fucking with you. Like,
yeah, nobody's life is perfect.
Yeah, be honest. People don't answer that question honestly.
No, they really don't.
No, because they're polite and they keep it moving.
Some people like to live a facade.
Yeah.
So
There's
that.
But Jaded Contessa, shout out for the comment because that.
True.
I think that's how we all felt. All right, Bianca. Top or bottom?
Can we pull from the middle?
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Just randomly in the middle. Here we go. How can you become a better person?
Girl, don't ask me that. How can I be a better person?
Fucking A.
I'm already a good person. Ask anybody.
Dig deeper, bitch. That's true.
Okay. Being a better person. Shit.
You think on that real quick. Blenderina Cuts said, I agree, LOL. You ain't got a lie to kick it. Thank you. Definitely. And Clutch Throttle Babe said, my life is full of fuckery with a bunch of laughing emojis. Yeah. I feel like life is the fuckery.
Yeah.
All right, B. How can you become a better person?
How can I be a better person? Probably share a more positive outlook on life. I know I have a dark sense of humor, and that's because that's what I'm used to being, but I feel like I can let out more positivity around others.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'd be fucked up if I piggyback off of that because I really like that one.
Okay, good.
No, like, yeah, I feel like sometimes my filter doesn't work and I overshare the negativity, like you said, B. Like, I'm an open book. I think podcasting for over a decade has done that to me because I was forced to be an open book, being in the public on a show like similar to this one as well. And so I feel like I overshare, and sometimes the negative shit I need to learn to just suck it up and just like spread positivity. Life's way too fucking short, man.
Yeah, I feel like you want to be vulnerable to gain that credibility and you know, relationship with others, but knowing when to kind of switch it over from I'm vulnerable in that sense, but also I'm optimistic about it too.
Right.
Like, I need, there's support in this.
Yeah.
It's not all bad.
That's a great call out. Share the vulnerability still, like still be honest, but with an optimistic view of what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Real quick, Unks in the chat.
said, oh, I like how he's like the podcast uncle of it. He's like, yeah, Unks here.
Yeah, he's like the podcast uncle now. It is required for you to attend every Wednesday night, sir. Not
just get those reminders if you haven't already.
Right. All right, Shari, you're right. How can you become a better person?
How can I become a better person? I think for me, I think I need to be truer to myself in order for me to become a better person. And I'm sure someone's going to hit me with a dig deeper. So here you have.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Call yourself out first.
Good job. We growing.
I think that I take everyone around me, even people I could kind of care less about. I take everyone into consideration. Right. And I put everybody's feelings or needs or whatever before myself. But I think on the back end of that, it makes me I don't know what word I'm looking for. It just causes me more issues in the long run, basically. Like I'm not happy.
You're carrying weight that's not yours.
Yeah. So it in turn, then I'm not happy because of the way things are going or what I have to deal with, because I would rather put everyone before me. So I think for me to evolve and become better, I have to prioritize myself first.
Amen. That's funny. You used to say that to me all the time. It's funny how we come full circle there. Yeah. You want to catch us up on some of those comments, B?
Yeah, aside from Unk being here, Michelle said, I think I need to stop letting so much shit stress me out and live for today in the moment.
That's hard.
It is. It's hard to be aware and then be accountable for those things.
Yes.
So that is hard. Was it Blenderina.cut said, I need to take my self-care more seriously, put myself first and stop putting myself on the back burner.
Mm-hmm. I need to do that too, Blenderina. I hate it when people call me out for that, and she just did. And she was even talking about me. Oh shit! Yeah, I need to do that too. I'll get there someday. Don't worry. Oh man. Thanks for sharing, though, to everybody that's in the chat sharing. Thanks for being vulnerable with us. Unk also said he was on vacation last week. Sir, we are on the line. You can watch us wherever you are.
We are on the line. We are on the mobile. We are on the
palm of your hands.
We are on the mobiles, okay? There is no excuse, sir. I'm just kidding. Hope you enjoyed your vacation. All right. How much time we got? We got time for another card.
Yeah, time for one more, maybe?
I'm going to do the bottom this time. All right. All right. You guys ready for this shit?
Okay. No. After that reaction, absolutely not.
It says, what is your first love's name and the reason you fell in love with him or her?
I think my internet's going out.
Oh. My first love. Okay. And I'm going to say this right now because I'm a mom too. We can't use our children. Okay. Shars. We can't use our children for this one. Okay. We got to be real. We got to dig deep. I would say, God, do I? Okay. My first love's name is probably, I would honestly say is, and he's still a friend of mine from when we were young. Like, we hardly ever talked to each other. But his name is Lino. He was probably my first love. We met in middle school. Okay. Yes, Jada Countess is dying in Charis's face. We met in middle school. He was like my little middle school boyfriend for a little while. But I fell in love with him because at the time, you know, guys just tried really hard. And, you know, growing up and stuff like that. She fell off the treadmill. I'm sorry, I'm trying to be serious here, but I can't with these comments.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you do that. This is
some
bullshit.
This is some bullshit. Okay. But he was just like, he was different. He had this little swag about him. And like Shari couldn't tell. She's known me for a while. Like there's this confidence, like a quiet confidence that I'm very attracted to in the male species. And he was probably one of the first people I encountered that was like that. And he's the one that kind of made me realize that I liked that. So yeah, shout out to you, Lino. I said his name there. You guys happy? Shards, your turn. God damn it, Michelle, in these cards. Go ahead, Shari.
His name was George. And why? I just think he was
the giggle. It was the giggle. Michelle said she fell out her chair.
I think he was just different than anybody like I had met. Like if you know me, like I will typically play very hard to get. Like that's just my thing, right? Mm-hmm. And like he was like very persistent, like was not letting up at all. Like what? You said you busy, but you sitting at home. You said you what? But you what? Like he didn't care.
He challenged
like,
you.
He called me out on my bullshit
all the time.
So he definitely won me over with that. Like my mom was like, you better not bring that boy home. And he was like, I'm going to meet your mama. Like he didn't like there was just no bullshit. Like
love the confidence.
Damn, yeah.
So it was definitely there. But yeah, that was my high school sweetheart. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
You're the only victim left.
Well, it's not much of a victim. I've never been in a relationship to begin with, so I've never actually.
You don't necessarily need to be in a relationship to love somebody, though.
Not the way that y'all are talking about it.
It don't have to be that way.
Well,
explain it your way.
Any type of love that I've experienced has been unrequited.
Okay, Bianca.
Shamefully.
Dig deeper. look, while you think about that, Unk responded. He said her name was Melissa. She was totally different from me, and I was the gangster, and she was the good girl. I guess opposites attract.
Oh, can I read Clutch Throttle Babe said my first love's name was Ruben. I fell in love because he knew what to say at every moment until he came out on America's Most Wanted.
I was not expecting that.
That caught me off guard.
Shit.
God damn. Well, this even me. What to say.
She won.
She won.
It's okay, but you know you'd have to answer after that.
I got no answer after that one.
Oh man.
Done.
Thank you for that one.
That was funny.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Facts.
All right, let's get one more in.
One more. Your turn. Top and bottom.
Let's go bottom.
Okay.
End it how we started.
God damn these fucking
I don't like
cards.
These reactions.
Right.
Sorry. Okay, I'm going to do poker face from now on, okay? Sorry. Are you lying to yourself about anything?
All the time. I tell myself I'm okay at least 30 times a day, and I am not okay.
Oh, fuck. I wasn't expecting her to say that. You caught me off guard, Shari. God damn it.
Hey, you said dig deep. I'm being honest.
She said all the fucking time.
She's like, no hesitation. First thought comes to my mind.
Seriously.
Not okay.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Okay. Bianca.
Sure. Yeah. What was the question?
Are you lying to yourself about anything?
Yeah, probably.
Like what? We're nosy.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Don't use my words against me. Oh, am I lying to myself about anything? I don't think I am. No. If I am, I'm delusional and I want to stay that way.
I almost spit my water out.
Jada Countess's point. Am I lying or am I manifesting?
Touche. Touche. So you would say no.
I'd say no. I think I'm trying to be more self-aware. So
trying.
Mm-hmm.
The way she said, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm trying.
Okay. She's trying. Me. Are you lying to yourself about anything? Probably.
I like that. All of us, probably.
Probably. I think Char is frozen. At least she's cute. Look at her.
Oh, thank God.
I know, cute.
It'd be my luck to have like some like my face.
Yeah. Oh, my Char is frozen. I don't know where she went. All right. Am I lying to myself about anything? Yes, probably. But to your point, I'm going to say no. I'm not lying to myself. I might be lying out loud to others, but in my head, I'm like, bitch, that ain't true. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like there's things that I might say or like do just to kind of end conversations or not dig deeper with certain people or whatever.
And you know how you have like those conversations when you're retelling a story and you're retelling, like, you know exactly what happened, but like, how can I summarize it? But it comes out different where, what is it? You're retelling a story and you're like, you know what I told her? I said, bitch. And it's like, hold on. I didn't say that.
Right. Right.
That's exactly. Not what I said.
Exactly. Real quick. Michelle said, I thought she was just listening intently to Shari freezing.
I'm sorry. She's going to be joining us shortly.
Hopefully. Oh. We'll see. Live show, live problems, guys. This is how we roll. All right. Oh, we actually have time for another one.
Ooh, okay.
B, you want to pick a card?
Get from top, the top, girl.
Top? Okay.
Poker face.
Okay. Has a stranger ever changed your life?
A stranger.
Has a stranger ever changed your life?
Yeah, actually. It was, and I don't know this person's name, but it was an airport conversation, basically. I was sitting by myself and just holding conversation. It was like a, what is it called? Like a layover flight. Mm-hmm. And very quickly, this person, we're just chit-chatting because there was a delay in takeoff. And we were talking about how, oh, I just started traveling in my 20s. And basically, they were saying that not a lot of people are brave enough to do that. Not solo traveling, just like traveling in general. And it just made me realize that I am doing what not a lot of people follow through on or want to do, and to just keep doing it, kind of live for myself.
Yeah.
Like a small conversation like that lasted maybe like 10, 15 minutes on the plane, and it changed my whole life to keep wanting to do the things that make me happy, even though they're different. Not a lot of people have the courage to follow through with some of those dreams or anything like that to enjoy life for themselves.
So true. That's crazy.
It was like a stranger on the plane telling me to keep doing this, keep traveling.
Like, you answered the shit out of that card. Like, I was a legit stranger. Like, one moment, I probably never see them again.
It was that validation that, like, a lot of my family does not travel, don't own passports, have not even gotten on a plane before. And anytime that when I first started traveling, they're like, oh, that's a dangerous place, or, oh, that's, don't go there, don't do this, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that one stranger that's like, they don't know what they don't know. And it's a small world to live in when you just stay in one place. So I think that was the recap of that conversation.
And it's crazy because it goes back to that saying, like, be kind to everyone because you never know what people are going to. Like, that stranger you met was kind of like the epitome of that. Of like, yeah. Just be kind, spread some love, be positive. Like, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Real quick in the chat, Team Heartthrob said, I don't trust many people I don't know. I can listen, but more than likely it wouldn't change my life. Mm-hmm. We got felonies, is what he said.
What about you?
I'll be honest with you. The first thing I thought when I read the card, has a stranger ever changed your life? The answer is absolutely, because everyone you met that's not family was a stranger at some point.
Mm.
Right? So, yeah. Like, all of y'all have changed my life. You know what I mean? Like, every person that comes into your life, I think there's always – I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. So I feel like everybody that comes into your life as a stranger is there to impact you in some way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clutch Thought Oh Babe said, that's funny you say that because I wrote be kind on my board at work today.
Aw, see, look at God. We're manifesting for you. I think we lost Shari like for good.
Oh no.
I mean, not for good, guys. Hold on. Okay. Not what I meant. Yeah. Team Heartthrob said, true, but you have to build that trust to change my life. Mm. I'm a stranger for you, Unc, and I'm going to change your life, sir.
Yeah, you mark that down.
We are going to change your life. Whenever.
Are you lying or are you manifesting?
Right. Oh, man. All right. Well, we are getting to the top of the hour here. Anything you want to shout or anyone you want to shout out or anything, B, before we go?
Shout out to the listeners, the ones who join in every week, who join in on the conversation actively, who reposts and likes all of our reels and our episodes. Thank y'all for the support. We've been doing this for 13 episodes now.
13 episodes now.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jada Contessa says she joked that her internet dropped and then it did. That's manifestation. Working hard.
She really did, though. She really did.
Oh. See, and you were talking so much shit about my internet.
I was before the show. Yeah. Nope. I'm about to cuss her out. No, just kidding. Oh man. Real quick, I want to shout out Michelle for giving us these cards. Cause as much as we've rolled our eyes at answering some of these, they've been really good. And I love that the viewers are participating with us, like you said, B. It makes it fun. It's been fun, is what Unc just said in the chat. And yes,
mm-hmm.
Agreed. So we may have to just continue this.
Like, I want to keep doing this. I want to make a game out of it because you said we're going to get vulnerable today. And I was like, you know what? You want me to get vulnerable? Let me pour myself a drink. Anytime that someone says to dig deeper, I'm going to need you to take a drink or take a shot, do something. Because some of these episodes, like, this is going to replace my therapy. Not really, but.
Right. No, we need you to go to the therapist so you can bring us back her advice. No,
just kidding. Oh, girl. Let me tell y'all. She's mad at me. I don't listen.
Bianca.
I don't learn.
Michelle said, oh, I love y'all. And Clutch Throttle Babe said, you guys did awesome. She said she was entertained. You entertained us too, girl.
Honestly, Clutch Throttle Babe to clutch today with that answer.
Yes, she did. She won.
Data Countessa on the YouTube said, shouting out the girls that shout out the pod.
Yes. Oh, that's us. All right, B, if people are not following us on all our platforms, how can they find us?
If y'all are not already, y'all can like, follow, and subscribe us to our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at It's No Secret Podcast, and then follow us on our TikTok at It's No Secret Podcast Live. And if you can't join us for our live streams every Wednesday, then you can definitely listen to us on Sundays on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Woohoo! Look at you. Didn't even.
I'm getting better at this.
You're getting so good at this.
I didn't want to fuck up the time, so I didn't say them.
Yeah, you were smart. You weren't fucking up like I was.
That is what we need to put on the little banner below.
Yep, I'm going to do that next time
when I say it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely doing that. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for watching us, and remember, It's no secret.
Bye. Bye.